and welcome to Climate Queens. This is a podcast to raise awareness about the effect that we as humans are having on our shared planet and what we can do about it. We'll be covering everything from what even is global warming, fast fashion, the minefield that is recycling, and everything in between.
We are no experts. We are just two Dublin gals who met volunteering and have been best pals ever since. So who are we? Katie is obsessed with the outdoors, with a background in food marketing, but her ultimate passion is to save the world one step at a time with a cup of tea in hand.
You know me so well. And Clodagh is a plant-loving, social entrepreneur, climate activist, who is a big fan of hot beverages also, and sea swimming. So join us on the last Friday of every month to channel your inner climate queen. And don't forget your cup of tea.
Or coffee.
Listening to Climate Queens. Woo! You are so very welcome to episode 8. Can you believe, Clodagh?
I can't get over it. Time has flown by.
I know. And not only is it our 8th episode, but it's our final chat for 2019.
Aw, guys, collective aw.
Aw, I know. But as you said, time has absolutely flown since our very first episode back in April. And after an incredible few months, we are actually going to take a short break until 2020 to focus on our own personal projects. So for me, I've actually gone back to college to study a master's in dun 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 climate change.
Shocker.
Nerd. And Clodagh, you are absolutely killing it with Swapsies. Tell us a bit about that.
So Swapsies started back in 2013 with my pal Janet.
Hey Janet.
who is living in San Francisco now. But we basically started hosting clothes swapping parties, and since then I've kind of hoping to turn it into an online resource for people to find all things sustainable fashion and clothes repair. So that's really what I'm focusing on. And I'm also doing a little documentary, but you know, we'll talk about that later. Some other time. Don't tell anyone. But yeah, that's happening. But today, when you're listening to this, it will most likely be the end of November, aka nearly the big C, Christmas.
Yay! Woo! My favorite time of year.
Katie likes it. And on that note, that is what we are going to be talking about today. We want you all to have yourselves a very truly sustainable Christmas. Nah. So even if you don't celebrate Christmas, all of these tips and tricks are still relevant, especially when it comes to present ideas, packaging and food waste for this festive season.
Yes, so for anyone who doesn't know, if you didn't hear that scream in the background, I am a massive, and I mean massive, fan of Christmas. I love everything about it, the food, the lights, the festivities, the hot whiskies, the mulled wine, the list just goes on, really everything. And I suppose as I've become more and more kind of conscious of our beautiful planet, and immerse myself kind of more in a conscious way of living as best I can, obviously, I really have had to grapple with what Christmas means to me. And I think through some really simple swaps and changes over the last maybe 2 years, I've definitely found new meaning in this time of year. So we're going to touch on a few of those tips and tricks because we want to share it with you.
Yeah, I love tricks. I'm all about like life hacks, all about it. Personally, for me, I think Christmas is a time of giving, and I kind of have started an annual tradition, actually, yes, also in the last 2 years, and I've started doing fundraising around things I love to do. And I would so encourage other people to do the same around topics that are close to your heart. So last year, we hosted a sea swim, and it was raising funds for Homeless Period Ireland, who are tackling period poverty, which is such a huge issue that affects people all around the world. But this year we're raising funds for those without homes, which is sadly a growing issue, but it really, you know, it's a positive thing to take action around this time of year.
Go you, Clodagh, and I will hopefully be joining you for that sea swim if I can muster up the courage.
Yeah, get on it. You can do it.
So our main theme for this festive episode is less is more. So let's start with the one thing that is most definitely top of mind right now.
Presents! So, presents. What to buy people? It's a confusing time of year. People might be asking you what you might like yourself as a gift, which can be kind of awkward if you're cutting down on stuff, really. Mm-hmm. So overall, we are massively advocating for the gift of experiences. Experiences are such a lovely way to say, I care about you, I want to spend time with you. And we really feel that they are more thoughtful sometimes than a physical gift.
Yeah, no, it's true. Like even last year, my cousin, actually every year she gets a kind of a trip away to a spa through kind of Groupon or Pigsback, which is so perfect because we actually often find it difficult to see each other. So putting this date in the diary has kind of become a tradition within a tradition. And also for Christmas last year, my other cousin bought four of us in the family tickets to go on, do you know, that afternoon tea bus around Dublin.
Oh, was it any good?
Oh my God, it was gas. And to be honest, it was another kind of time just of quality time together. And I suppose it was an opportunity for us to make memories. So yeah. And you can also get really good value with experience like this as well.
Yeah, it's just about thinking ahead, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we are really advocating for the presence over presence.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
The C over T, right?
Yes.
Presence over presence.
The gift of your time. Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about. So think of like your friend that has always wanted to learn guitar or piano. Why not gift them a lesson? Mm. Like kickstart that journey for them. Make it happen. They never know until they try, right? Or like a lovely spa day for you and your pals. I mean, self-care, it's a very stressful time of year. So this is something that can really, you know, help you take time out of your day and spend time with people you love. Or a cinema trip, going mm-hmm. to a gig. I love going to gigs. Just putting it out there, you know, to anyone listening. Or even your favorite restaurant. Take someone on a date, like a friend date. It doesn't have to be a date.
It's a really good idea.
Yeah. And what like I would love to do is sign up for a dance class with you and your friend. So then, you know, you can have fun, get fit and hang out at the same time.
Have a boogie.
Yeah. Dancing is good for the soul.
So if you do still want to buy physical gifts, what we would say is just make sure they're, you know, designed to last. I suppose this is one way of preventing gifts from ending up in landfill soon after Christmas. So a really, really cool site actually that we found is called Buy Me Once. So it's a brilliant shopping platform that actually curates products that are designed to last a lifetime. So this can be from great quality design through lifetime guarantee. Also, they give the option for repair. So on their website, they say, you know, we research, test and sell the longest lasting and most sustainable products in the world. Save time, save money, save the planet. I should work for them.
This is wild. I literally had never heard of Buy Me Once until last week. And now you're bringing this up. Like, okay, really? I'm totally going to check that out. Yeah. I had no idea. I think another lovely physical thing to do as in terms of gifts is you could buy someone a tree for Christmas. I mean, there's a really great initiative called Grown and they advocate for like 1% for the planet, and you can buy a t-shirt, and in buying a t-shirt you're actually planting a tree in Moyhill in County Clare. So I'm sure there's lovely initiatives like that, which is so nice.
Mm-hmm.
Another nature for all the star lovers.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Yeah, you can buy a star and put someone's name on it. Like, what?
That is also very romantic.
It is, and I mean there's a lot of bling going around at Christmas time.
Yeah, if you're planning on proposing, this is a really good way to do it.
Yeah, it's a good segue, guys. You know, put it in a little car, be like, I bought you a star and this ring. Anyway, but moving on, we would totally suggest donating to charity. You can, you know, everything that's happening in the world, you can support your local forest or the rainforest, you know. Mm. The Amazon, maybe, or your local NGO group that we've mentioned in loads of other episodes, and I'm sure we'll tag it on our Instagram post.
Absolutely.
But another great thing that we were thinking about was actually the amount of travel that happens around Christmas. Mm-hmm. I mean, think of all like friends and family that are trying to gather in one location. So maybe you could actually offset someone's carbon emission from traveling on the plane, or suggest that they, you know, take the train, or if you're like
carpool,
love a carpool, and make a playlist for that carpool.
Yeah, carpool karaoke,
make your own style. Yeah, that's such a guys, that's a great idea. But really, if, advocate for that.
If people want to offset the carbon, where can they go for that?
There's actually a carbon calculator and it's called VITA, V-I-T-A. So you can check that out and it calculates like roughly the amount of carbon that you'd want or you'd basically emit and then you can pay that off. Now, it's not going to magically evaporate the carbon, but it is contributing positively to your footsteps and getting you thinking about how much carbon you're actually using, which is always great. I guess another recommendation is always, if you want to kind of get people thinking more sustainably, is definitely recommend our podcast to it.
Shameless plug.
But why not? Or, you know, introduce them to mindfulness or yoga or something lovely.
Do a yoga class together.
So very wholesome, yes. Also, we really love supporting local artists. Like, maybe something isn't made 100% sustainably as you'd think, but even just supporting an artist is supporting the local economy, which is really important. And DIY gifts, no shame.
So actually, last year, I decided for the first time to make make gifts. So I actually made a healthy, in inverted commas, homemade Nutella. So I just put it in little jars, wrapped it in ribbon, and yeah, it went down really well. I gave it to some pretty lovely people and they were very happy.
I think that's a brilliant idea.
I'll actually put the recipe in the show notes.
Oh, so kind of you. I'm going to steal that idea. Love that. You could also buy something and upcycle it to personalize it, you know. And we really encourage creativity here. You know, if you want to paint someone something lovely.
Paint someone.
Well, not like a, you know, you Rose and Jack situation. Painted. Like, you know, not that kind of way. But like, you know, a colouring book or something with their name on it. You know, personalisation.
Sit there while I paint you.
Oh, no. But we really would advocate for like buying something secondhand or at a charity shop and like, you know, proudly wear it. And actually 100% ReLove have these little cute pins which are advocating for, you know, people wearing their items proudly to show it off. So you can check that out as well.
Yes. And if you're doing Chris Kindle this year, why not agree with your crew to purchase the gifts from a charity shop? It honestly, it makes for some hilarious finds and some healthy competition. So you could literally just set the budget at something like 10 euro and honestly, you'll be pleasantly surprised what you can find for this.
Great idea. And if you're looking for really practical, planet friendly solutions, I guess, for gifting, you know, zero waste starter kits are out there. And as always, we recommend Pat from Reusey.
Whoop, whoop, Pat.
She has great ideas and great packages that you can get. Even there's like a family set of like bamboo toothbrushes. Such a cute idea.
She's got Christmas hampers as well, doesn't she?
Oh, of course she does. Yeah. So check them out. But I'm sure other places like Small Steps or your local zero waste store might have something. So check those out. Or why not get someone a veg box subscription? I think that's a great idea.
Great idea. I would love that.
Yeah, like you'd be like looking forward to something. Like even if it's once a month, you'd be like, oh, well, thank you for my healthy, organic, locally sourced veg. Because not everyone has access to that. So if someone did gift that to you, it would be so lovely. Or why not start someone off on their sustainable journey with their first keep cup or water bottle. Also, you could turn t-shirts into like face cloths if you wanted to DIY. Or like you were saying with the Nutella, like get some local food produce, like some cheese or some vegan alternatives for people. Or why not re-gift your favorite book? I just love that idea.
I love that idea. Yeah. And you can just like write a little note on the inside.
Yeah, you could even star your favorite pages or something.
Oh my God.
You know? Oh, it's so wholesome.
I just can't wait.
Anyway, there are tips.
So many ideas. So sticking to experiences and homemade eco-friendly gifts automatically means less packaging. And are you ready? Apparently 83,000 tons of packaging is wasted in Ireland alone at Christmas time. Isn't that crazy?
83,000.
Yeah. So to put that, I know.
No big deal.
I know. To put that into a visual for you, we figured out that 83,000 tons is about seven and a half times as heavy as the Eiffel Tower. Which is a lot of waste.
A lot.
Mm-hmm. So we have some simple changes that can actually have a really significant impact on this.
Yeah, the whole packaging problem. I mean, this leads us kind of nicely into the topic of gift wrapping. If you actually think about it, it really is such an incredible waste of paper. We are simply wrapping something to tear it off moments later. So let's think twice about gift wrapping.
Okay, so now that you've got your gift sorted, it's time to think about the environmentally friendly gift wrapping. So here are some of our favorite ideas. So you can reuse gift bags, boxes, tissue paper, and ribbon that maybe you kept from last Christmas. And if you didn't save any last Christmas, make sure to do it this year. You can choose a lovely fabric scarf to wrap your gift in, and guaranteed, whoever is receiving this gift will love you for this two-in-one present. I actually first came across this idea in Lush Cosmetics, and my friend gifted me the most amazing moisturizer, but I actually was more excited about the gorgeous silk scarf that it was wrapped in. So this whole idea actually originated in Japan, and it's called Furoshiki. I hope I said that right.
Okay, that's a great idea.
Yeah, and it really is so cool. And it's just a really great kind of eco-friendly, sustainable way to wrap your presents. And if you want to use actual wrapping paper, why not use newspaper and magazines? I started doing that 2 years ago, and it's actually, it looks great. You can also use brown paper, and then you tie everything together in kind of, you know, twine or string, and you can actually put in a few kind of little pine tree sprigs or a little cinnamon stick to make it look pretty.
Ooh, scented gifts.
I know.
Great.
So I think one thing that is really important to remember is that most wrapping paper is probably not recyclable, as it's actually covered in a thin sheet of plastic.
Sad face.
I know. So if you are buying wrapping paper, be conscious that you're choosing something that's kind of free of glitter, which I know can be very hard at Christmas time. You want everything to be glittery, that it should be free of foil, because these varieties actually can't be recycled. So yeah, make sure any paper recycled also has sellotape removed.
Yeah, because that's soft plastic, so that can't be recycled. So brown paper or brown tape, isn't that what it's called?
Yes.
Yeah, great alternative. But if you do want to make sure that it is for recycling, you can actually do a scrunch test. So you get the wrapping paper and you scrunch it up into a ball, and if it bounces back, it's actually probably got some sort of foil or coating, plastic. So it's not for recycling. But if it does stay in like a sphere, then you're good for the recycling bin.
Top tips. That is a good tip. And last but not least, you can buy these really nice reusable wrapping bags. And we actually found really cool ones on site called notonthehighstreet.com. So we'll put those in the links below as well.
Oh, great. I'm going to check that out. And also consider for people sending your Christmas card. You know, if you want to avoid sending a Christmas card and like the post, I mean, some people love it, but you can send an e-card or, you know, write an email or give someone a call that you haven't reached out to in a while. I guess that's more important than like a message. But if you do, like, you could reuse last year's Christmas cards, or Katie brought my attention to Pat from Reusey again. But she has amazing cards that you can plant. They have seeds in them.
Oh my gosh, they are so cool. And it's just, I feel like that's a lovely symbolism when you're giving somebody a card with seeds in. Just watch that love grow.
Oh, like that's pure, that's like proper circular economy talking right there.
Okay, so moving on to the crown jewel of the home at Christmas time, the Christmas tree.
Ooh.
And decorations. So specifically when it comes to decorations, obviously we'd recommend, you know, getting good quality decorations, but you could also try and make some this year. So a kind of a one-stop shop for all of that and just a place for great ideas is obviously Pinterest. And it can be a really kind of creative way of getting kids involved, making them treasure their homemade contribution to the tree. So I know I still have some homemade decorations that sit on our tree now. They look awful, but, you know, they have a story.
Uh-huh. I actually do as well. I have an angel and she looks a bit deranged, but I love her. She goes on our tree every year without fail.
I know, it's so good. And, you know, also if you wanted to buy decorations, maybe look to see if there's decorations made from recycled wood, fabric and glass, because they make for really great alternatives to kind of plastic or PVC options that are actually non-recyclable. So definitely when choosing decorations, we'd recommend opting for kind of those classic designs that, you know, will be loved for years, or the homemade ones, which will obviously be loved for years as well. Just instead of kind of the trendy ones that you'd probably be sick of by next Christmas, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. We actually keep all our decorations in the really old school Pampers diapers box.
No
way. And so every time I see that logo, it's like so old school. I'm like, it's Christmas now. That's like the symbol for me. I'm like, yep, that's from the attic and these are our old school things. Aww. Yeah. Yeah, so obviously we want people to reuse things and make your own. Like a Christmas wreath is a great thing. You just go for a walk, get your pine cones, pick up foliage, flora, fauna, and bring it home. And literally a wire hanger, which is not for recycling anyway, so you might as well use it. We all have those wire hangers just sitting there doing nothing. Mm-hmm. And you literally just decorate it. So go on Pinterest, or if you're really like, you know, not a hands-on person, like go down to your local florist and get one made up. Like it actually lasts a year. We still have ours from last year because we kept it in like a warm area and it dried out, so it actually still looks great.
Mm-hmm. And for kind of a two-in-one thing, I know Paris Court Shopping Centre do wreath making classes.
Great,
so that's
idea.
A gift in itself.
Listen. Bonding experiences all over here. Yeah, like great suggestions would be like pick up some holly or pine, eucalyptus. Yeah, see, collective. Yeah, that's a good one. It doesn't cost you anything. It's really fun and a festive thing to do. Another thing I love is the advent calendar. We don't actually need an advent calendar, and I love this idea. Instead of like taking something for the calendar period, why not like set up a jar and like put in like your bus fare or whatever, and then on Christmas or little Christmas, whatever you celebrate, you can like go out for pints. You know,
great idea.
Very cute.
Okay, so the ultimate question when it comes to Christmas trees, which is better, you know, the real thing or the plastic tree? I really need to know this.
I know. Okay, so I love a Christmas tree. Natural, bring the smell indoor. Oh, it's just, you know, it's like that smell of freshly cut grass. Like, you know, it brings you joy. It brings you back to your memory of that time and place. But apparently the plastic tree might be better, but only if you will, you know, use it 30 times, which means you're really going to need to keep it for 30 years. But at the end of the day, plastic, you know, it's not going to go anywhere but landfill. So I would not recommend this. You know, really, if you want to go for a natural tree, bring it indoors, or you could get a potted tree. So you could actually, it's called a living tree. So once you're finished with it, like you keep, you know, watering it for the month or whatever, and then you can bring it back and they replant it. Or if you just get a regular tree, like make sure it's local, like you've got it from a local Irish farm or wherever you live. And literally you make sure to compost it. I think this is a huge part that is missed. Trees just end up in skips, you know, or outside someone's house for months, just looking really sad.
Decomposing.
Exactly. So we really need to make sure that the trees are composted. So you can bring that to the local amenity centre. So yes, natural tree.
Okay.
Definitely recommend it.
And if you are into kind of arts and crafts, you don't even need to buy a tree. You could kind of make your own version. So my cousin who lives in Perth in Australia, hi Julie, she and her husband made this really cool tree out of wood, and it's homemade, it's totally personal. And yeah, it's just another idea. So, you know, just get those arts and crafts out in your Pritt stick.
Zero waste tree.
Yeah.
I also saw one that they made out of books. So if you're a book lover, you could literally just build it, or like I've seen people do it with cans.
Oh my God.
You know, very festive, but like, you know, get creative with it. Mm-hmm. Why not? Another thing, I guess, is your Christmas lights. So what do we do with them?
Okay, so an easy change that everyone can make this Christmas is making sure that your Christmas lights are LEDs. So overall, it really won't make much of a difference to kind of the festive Christmas experience, but it really will make a huge difference to the amount of energy used during the festive season. So for example, LED lights use an average of 75% less energy and can last up to 25 times longer, meaning you'll save both energy and money from your pocket. It's a win-win.
Brilliant idea.
Mm-hmm.
And like if you have trees outside, can you use solar lights? Can we get them?
But I think so.
Yeah, I'm sure we could. Look it up, guys.
Yeah.
That's your homework.
And also to make sure to turn off your Christmas lights when you're not kind of enjoying their sparkle.
And also if your Christmas lights are broken, really please make sure to recycle them. You can drop them to your wee recycling point or your civic amenity centre. So you can just check with your local provider, but just please make sure they don't end up in landfill, because that is not what we want. And also, if you know your toys that you're getting for kids or whatever come with batteries, you know, the AA ones that everyone's running around on Christmas morning, like, opt for rechargeable batteries, or if possible, avoid toys that have batteries at all.
Really good point. Okay, so we've done presents, we've done the tree, decorations, packaging, and now we're on to food. So a crazy amount of food goes to waste every Christmas, as hosts do tend to overbuy ahead of the big day. So to put this into perspective, I actually read an article in The Independent which had some pretty scary facts. Are you ready, Clodagh?
Okay, here we go. Mm-hmm. Hit us.
So last year, 4.2 million Christmas dinners were wasted across the United Kingdom, according to Unilever. So this figure is the equivalent to 263,000 turkeys, 7.5 million mince pies, and if you also just want to think of the aluminium foil that's attached to all those mince pies, just saying, 740,000 slices of Christmas pudding, 17.2 million Brussels sprouts, 11.9 million carrots, and 11.3 million roast potatoes. So,
yikes.
I know. Each host, on average, spends about £112, or, you know, that's about €130 on food alone, which amounts to £64 million, or €74 million, of wasted, squandered food each Christmas.
That's only in the UK. So this is happening everywhere. We're all eating these dinners and
it's going to waste.
It's going to waste.
I know.
Okay, so as we tend to overbuy, like with the, you know, loom of surprise guests and people, what are some tips that we can do to buy better to prepare for our Christmas feasts?
So we have gone back to one of our favorite resources, which is stopfoodwaste.ie, and they have some really excellent top tips to assist in better buying and food preparation this Christmas. So for example, they suggest making a shopping list, checking it twice.
I love a list though.
Yeah, I know, it's true. So you want to check what items you already have in stock before leaving the house. That is so important. Think back to last year and try to identify kind of what items remained unused at the end of the season. Was it because it was an unpopular food item in the house, or a product that was kind of bought in too large a quantity? I mean, that probably happens every year.
Mince pies. I don't get them, and they're always left behind.
Really?
I just don't understand them.
See, that doesn't happen in our house because my mum makes them, and
okay,
they are
homemade is different. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
Okay. Then they suggest going against tradition. So if there's something on the Christmas menu that nobody actually really likes, sometimes that's Brussels sprouts for people and they're just left sitting there, you know, so maybe avoid them this year if it happens.
Or maybe, Christmas, you know, don't eat turkey. Maybe go meatless.
Oh, controversial. Ooh. We'll get to that. Also pay particular attention when planning kind of the parties or the dinners for guests. So try to limit the amount of kind of the perishable food that will go off, and only really buy what you know will be used. And finally, they recommend not overstocking on kind of the basics such as bread and milk, because supermarkets and local shops do tend to reopen very quickly after Christmas. So, you know, there's usually less of a need to kind of stock up on extra supplies, you know?
Great idea. Also, if you're planning parties, drinks are a main
feature.
Yeah. There we go. So think about glass when it comes to alcohol or non-alcoholic beverages, because they can be endlessly recyclable. So really good to think about that over your plastic, or even consider cans for recycling. One can actually save enough energy to run your Christmas lights for 2 hours.
There you go.
Think about that when you're having your one can and you're looking at that tree, you know?
So true. And, you know, a simple tip, instead of buying disposable plastic cutlery, plates or cups that will more than likely end up in landfill because more often than not, they're not recyclable. So just ask friends or family members to bring along extra plates, cutlery or cups, because that will help a lot.
I never thought about that. Mm-hmm. That's such a great plan.
And in terms of, you mentioned there, Clodagh, you know, maybe avoid the turkey, or if you're looking at reducing your meat consumption, you know, there are loads of great options. You might be catering for a vegan or a vegetarian this Christmas. So, you know, we had a look, and places like M&S and Tesco have actually a really great range of kind of festive vegan options. And this is going to be another shameless plug. The company I work for is called Strong Roots, which is a frozen food company that specializes in plant-based food. So we've actually just released the most delicious festive frozen food. And I swear this is not some sort of paid sponsorship or anything. I genuinely love every single one of the products. There's char-grilled sprouts, winter green vegetables, and roast butternut squash. And they are so, so tasty. And they're frozen, so, you know, less food waste.
Absolutely. And like, if you are not a meatless house, then you're prepared for someone coming over. So, and they are really good. I actually had them before I even met Katie. So, mm-hmm. You know, and there are top food waste tips. Okay, so moving on to December. This is known as the party season.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you've got like your glitzy rags, you know, people get dressed up, a lot of glitter, but a lot of waste comes with this. So our episode is actually being released on Black Friday.
Dun, dun, dun.
So, you know, we understand that not everyone can, you know, boycott Black Friday. So people actually need to buy things because this is when it's genuinely cheaper. But really a huge part of Christmas waste comes from fast fashion. And if you think about ordering clothes online, like, have you ever just been like sitting in your job, looking up outfits for things to wear, and you go, okay, I'll just buy five of them. And then they get delivered and you might just wear one. The four items that you don't want to go back are genuinely not rewashed or repackaged. They just go back. And think of the huge carbon footprint that comes with this. I mean, that is like a hidden side to Christmas clothes that we just don't think about.
So true.
So even if you're just trying to slow down that consumption, even start by saying, okay, do I really need this? Okay, or will I wear it again? Or will I wear it 30 times if I wear it again? So just really having conscious decision making in your brain while you're buying is a really good tip. And I guess for me, as Swapsies, I have made a guide to try and make it more easy of like where you can shop sustainably. So we will be releasing a whole, like, it's going to be an Excel spreadsheet. Can you handle it?
Oof.
Like, literally, of like, you know, if you're vegan or if you're ethical minded or if you want to be like, I want to know who made this, like, was paid fairly and, you know, a cost was paid more than the cup of my coffee, you know? So this is really important, and you can sign up to swapsies.ie for this. And on December 7th, which is Saturday, I will be teaming up with the girls from Sustainable Fashion Dublin for a very exciting event. So if you're around Dublin, we are going to go and host a thriftmas. So I used to do this, and it kind of was a really fun thing. We got people together, really advocating for the charity shops, and we would do like three charity shops and then a pub. So instead of the 12 pubs, we would do, you know, a charity shop pub. Yeah, but we're going to do a limited version, shall we say. So definitely keep an eye on the socials for that one. But for us as the Climate Queens, we have actually made a list for all the Dublin-based eco markets that we really want to support this Christmas, and we think you should too. So we're going to link the calendar for this on our Instagram, and hopefully you will find it really useful and share it around, because this is what we need to be, you know, supporting people for.
Yeah, and we really want to support kind of the local makers and markets.
Absolutely, because if we buy things more locally, it really does make a difference.
So that is it for our final episode of 2019 and all of our tips and tricks for a sustainable Christmas ahead. We hope that you have found some, if not all, of this useful. And just remember, less is more, and where possible, choose presence over presents.
So smart, Katie. We would really like to extend our sincerest thanks to everyone who has talked to us, encouraged us, listened to us, and supported us from day one.
Thank you.
We never set out to be podcasters, but sure, here we are. This is us now. Like, our main aim and reasoning to start this podcast was to share what we were learning about our planet, and we really hoped that we could inspire other people to take action as well as kickstart your journey. And for me, that really starts with being able to inform yourself on what is going on around you. So thank you so much for listening to us. And we really hope that you find it useful. We're so grateful to have met so many incredible humans this year.
Oh my gosh, we really have.
Yeah, 2019 has been a year of firsts for us. We have launched a podcast. We had our first radio interview. We had our first paper interview. And like being in different magazines, like it's so weird seeing yourself. And we're just so grateful. And like we even started hosting our first panel discussion with Native Events and their amazing sustainable fashion show. And then we were invited to record a live podcast at Body and Soul and Electric Picnic. And it really was such an honor to have met such amazing people along the way. So thank you so much to everyone.
Of course, we'd also like to thank VOICE, which stands for Voice of Irish Concern for the Environment, for supporting us with this project and promoting the Sustainable Development Goals. We are championed by Make Europe Sustainable for All, and we have specifically focused on SDG 13, which is climate action. So if you haven't already listened to episode 6, be sure to check it out because it's all about activism. Also, a moment of praise for the wonderful Pat Kane from Reusey, who has been such a help to us this year. Also to April, who without her, our podcast would not have reached your lovely ears. And of course, Ben Clavin, who kindly allowed us to borrow his mics to bring you our ramblings. We will be back in 2020 with even more climate positive chats and solutions for you. And if you are active on Instagram, please do send us a message at Climate Queens Podcast and let us know who you'd like for us to interview and what other topics you would like to hear more about.
And last but not least, I would like to say thanks to Katie for bringing this idea to life. It was her idea to start with this project and I did not know what to expect, but we're really coming up on 20,000 listens organically now, which is such an achievement, we feel. And we just want to say thank you for listening and sharing with your friends and WhatsApp and email, whatever platform you're on. But we really have reached around the world and it's really lovely to know. And we'd love to hear from you guys. But I really couldn't think of a nicer co-host to go on this journey with. And I'm so looking forward to coming back for part two.
Me too. So we are now going to leave you with the unintentionally sustainable words of Mariah Carey, who apparently doesn't want a lot for Christmas.
Bye. Bye.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.